With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a country.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We tell all the welcome to listeners now 96.5 WCMF Rochester's classic rock, celebrating 50 years 50. In Rochester. 98.9 Rock Kansas City's rock station, and our friends at Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Big show for you today. Drug and Charge Ryan Castle will stop by, and we will sit and spin with 10 songs about dogs.
10 songs about dogs. So we ran through this earlier. Just we were like, honestly, outside of children's songs. It's hard to think of pop songs, rock, whatever, that are actually about dogs.
Who Let the Dogs Out is not about dogs. Hair of the Dog.
It speaks for itself.
It's not a dog.
Well, one thing you brought up, Who Let the Dogs Out? And we knew, obviously, they're not talking about literal dogs. Well, a couple of people have chimed in, and they all said the same thing. As far as that song goes, they said, believe it or not, and this is terrible. This is terrible if it's true, but a lot of people saying the same thing. The song Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men, basically, it's about ugly women.
Oh, God.
That, seriously.
We were completely wrong
right.
on that.
So we're thinking, okay.
Who Let the Dogs Out is about ugly women?
I don't guarantee it, but look, several different people, when we brought it up earlier, almost all the replies regarding Who Let the Dogs Out was specifically that. So I don't know if it's urban legend. I don't know if it's true, but so many people said the same thing. I'm like, that's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, damn, man.
The return of a positive drinking story. We'll go to the White Claw Well with some positive drinking news for you. And our question today, who or what got stuck and where, as a man's false teeth were stuck in his throat for 8 days before doctors could figure out after a surgery that they performed on him, he was under anesthesia, swallowed his dentures, could not eat or drink for 6 days. Went back, they figured he had a chest infection or something like that. Sure. So they did an x-ray. 2 days later, he goes back again. They finally do an x-ray and realize, oh, look, there's his teeth. Some month later, that finally healed up from the infections and everything else going on.
One thing about that story is I was reading that. They said, oh, it's not the first time it's happened. They had 6 more documented cases of people under anesthesia swallowing their dentures.
Then we go to California, where a naked rambling man was arrested for burglary after being stuck in a chimney. Neighbors heard his cry for help. And we have a case of a Scotsman who was found hanging by his zipper asleep on a fence after it got stuck, after he tried to get over the fence, after drinking an entire bottle of vodka. Our question, who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
It appears they're talking about dudes that are disrespecting women.
What are you basing this on?
Well, number one, that was one of the answers that came up on the internet.
Oh, okay.
And then just the lyrics. They're basically just kind of making fun of, like, the dudes. The party was nice. It was pumping. Yippee-yo. Everybody's having a ball. Tell the fellas, stop the name calling. Tell them girls, respond to the call.
See, I'm still torn.
Well, they're name calling. Why are they name calling?
Well, that's what he's saying, and then he says, I want to hear a woman shout out. Who let the dogs out? Like, the dogs are in here being disrespectful, these ladies.
Oh.
It's the Baja Men boys. They wouldn't just do anything mean.
The Baja boys? It doesn't sound like angry men. People.
Yeah, whatever. No, I trust these men.
I don't know.
They were on SportsCenter.
I don't know. I have no idea what the song was about, and I'll be honest with you. As long as that song's been out, other than the lyric, Who Let the Dogs Out, I didn't know anything else they said in the song.
What got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Couple of quick comments. This guy, I will clean it up a bit, but let's just say the guy that wrote in is angry about his coworker Barry. So I'll leave all of the F words out of it. But Barry drove the work van into a porta potty, trapping me inside. I was stuck for a while. Then he has some things to say about his coworker Barry. As a nurse, I worked a long time ago, the night shift. Someone came in, super glue in the eye, thinking they were eye drops, just a drop. Caused major damage. There was surgery. They say it was crazy. That is terrifying. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, so when I was 7, I was putting on my footy pajamas, and my foreskin got stuck in my zipper.
Oh, God!
Wait, you had a zipper in your pajamas?
Yeah, from your leg, middle of your leg.
Oh, right. 7 years old.
Okay.
With a CD.
Hey, you don't have to be aggressive about
it. I know.
It.
Look, man, you were 7. I'm sorry. I forgot. I just remember Velcro and Snap, so... It got stuck in the zipper, and do you unzip it? You still sound bitter about this.
I know, it still sounds pissed.
No, it swelled up like a balloon, and we had to drive about 45 minutes to the nearest hospital.
Oh, they couldn't get it out.
Oh, no.
Did you ever see there's, what was it, There's Something About Mary?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you find that scene funny, or was it painful?
Very painful. I don't like watching that movie.
All right, and let me ask you a question. Have you been circumcised?
No.
So this was even a little bit more complicated.
Yes, it very was.
Now, after that, did they circumcise you, or did they? Were they able to leave?
They just got it out and sent me home.
Okay, all right.
This still pisses you off, doesn't it?
It does. I don't like hearing stories about things getting caught and things.
Okay,
but then you called and look. I did the same thing. I was probably 21, 22 years old, and I'm putting on my jeans to go to work. At that point, I went commando, and I've told it before, but zipped some stuff in there, had to unzip it out, bled. I mean, it was horrible, man. It's not the worst wound you can get, but you're bleeding. And after that, I've worn underwear every single day since.
Not that you need to wear underwear under a onesie, but at the time. Okay, so like now in retrospect, do you think about it? Did you project anything like, you know, if I was circumcised, this probably wouldn't have happened, which is honestly the truth, right?
I'm circumcised and I got caught in my zipper. It can happen.
Yeah, it can happen. But the chances of it happening seem to be greater if you were not. You know?
Well, guess what, Miles? I'm here to let you know it can happen.
Yeah.
It can.
And is there a scar or anything?
No scar.
Man, okay. Just the mental one. The mental
just
scar.
A huge mental scar, yes.
We can tell.
Do you have a nickname for it now, like the zipper?
No, none of my friends really know about it, so now the whole world does.
All right. Well, maybe that'll be a relief.
Look, man, I'm telling you, one thing we've discovered on the show, and this is true, all right? So just know this to be true, Trevor. Whatever anyone calls about, it does not matter how unique you think your situation is. 100 people comment, happened to me, happened to me, happened to me.
Yep.
Man, oh man. Mm-hmm. Carry on, brother.
Yeah, no kidding.
I love the bitterness.
I mean, pissed.
Anytime you injure your junk, you get really mad.
But he was 7. He was seven.
It doesn't matter.
This is
a
grown man who called us now. And that bitterness, look, I zip my thing in, like I said, in the zipper, working at you know what's weird, though? You're right. The moment itself, obviously, is a horrible memory just because the amount of pain, how stupid you feel in the situation you're in. But anytime I think about my days at Chi-Chi's, and a lot of different things happen when I work at Chi-Chi's, that memory always comes back. And you're right. There's this, it's not Chi-Chi's fault.
No.
But because that's where I was going, like on some weird level, I hold Chi-Chi's responsible for me zipping my own junk in my zipper.
When I smashed my junk in the drawer, I got rid of the dresser. I was so mad.
The dresser didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, it did not have anything to do with it, but it did have something to do with that. It was an old antique dresser.
Yeah.
And you know how they line up with a, it's kind of like got a I don't know, like a guide in the middle of the drawer. Yeah, there's a track that it kind of sits on.
Yeah.
Well, that was basically gone, but it was the drawer would not shut flush.
So you always had to do the extra
You always
push.
Had to just kind of just shake it and jiggle it around to try to get it in like that. And
you're talking about the drawer.
So when I woke up in the middle of the night and I came around the corner, the drawer was open because it was not able to be closed.
Right.
I hit the drawer with my hip. And I mean, it was just excruciating. I was like, "Rrr!" And I was so mad that the drawer was open that I put all my body weight into the drawer. I did not realize that my junk had laid into the inside of the drawer. So when I gave it all my might, I shut my junk in the drawer. But it
How old were you?
I was 30.
So this is.
And
it's not
did
the
you
drawer.
Leave the drawer
I
open?
Couldn't get the drawer open.
I still don't see how this is the dresser's fault, though.
It's your arm's
because
fault.
Because the drawers
you
were closed.
Rid of
Why didn't you fix them?
You left
the thing crippled.
No, it was an old piece of crap. It wasn't my fault. It really wasn't my fault. It was the fact that I didn't look down.
Was it supposed to fix itself?
You did this out of anger. See, that's the difference.
I shut it with my body out of anger. I had to put, but here's the thing. I had to put my body into it to get it closed.
I understand.
Because it was stuck.
You did put your body into it.
And then when it went all the way in, I'm like, and I could not pull the, because it was still stuck. It was stuck.
You couldn't open it.
No. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm looking down. I'm like, oh my God. And I pulled it out. And then from that point on, it kind of looked like a yam. Like the highest point was in the middle. Like right. The biggest point, because it was all swollen. You know what I mean?
The drawer?
No, my penis.
He just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, it looked like this. You know what I mean? Like it was shaped like this, like a football. Because in the middle where it got hit.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Let's see. Some people chiming in and says, hey, man, I did the same thing in jeans. Ouch. Still have the scar. I'll show you, Miles, sometime. Says, I've never caught my junk in anything, but I'm a woman. Someone else goes, that dude's a loser. He's all pissed and throwing the tent laughing at him. Listen, man.
I'm a loser.
It's his mental scar. And then real quick, regarding the Baja Men, Ted. Someone says they looked it up. It says the Baja Men themselves confirmed that Who Let the Dogs Out is about ugly women.
Oh.
They said so themselves.
They've changed.
No, they haven't. They only have one song.
Right.
They're frozen in time. It's not like their new song is different.
By the way, a quick note about the Baja. Apparently, they were around for like 15 years.
Yeah, they're huge.
I would imagine. Hit it big with Who Let the Dogs Out. Never heard from them again. But these guys had been around like as long as Pink Floyd. Like, they've been around forever. And they write one song about ugly women.
Maybe I got to get some of their older stuff.
You love reggaeton, right? Or not reggaeton. What do you call the Jamaican stuff?
Dance hall?
I mean, it's somewhat dance hall, I guess, yeah.
I think you'd like it.
Really? Have you heard the Baja?
But Miles, I've seen Miles engage a lot of people in dreadlocks about reggae and stuff.
That's Miles' list.
Did you know?
They got dreadlock. Hey, man, you must love reggae. Like, nah, bro, it's just...
I'm trying to get some weed from you, and I'm just trying to subtly get there.
Why do you keep bringing up Bob Marley, bro?
I think one time I saw a guy go, yeah, okay, so beer and a shot?
Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Thanks. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So my story is back in high school, both sophomore and junior year, we had this outdoor sports club I was a part of. And both years we went camping. The first year we did something kind of fun called flashlight tag in the middle of the night. Each one of us had a flashlight. You know, you pair up, and this great big stump was base, and you take off running together, and you have to turn your flashlights on while you're running. But now when you hide, you turn them off. So this was a lot of fun the first year, and nothing happened, no injuries, nothing like that.
Hello.
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 Yo.
Okay, what happened the second year?
That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
So we do the same thing. We go, we'll go camping with this group. But this time, the campground had a barbed wire fence around it. Now, we didn't even pay attention to that. And nightfall came, and we thought, hey, let's play this flashlight tag game. But my flashlight happened to be one of those big, fat, fluorescent ones that didn't really help much in the scene we were going. So I stuck that on the stump. That was base. I paired up with this girl. She had a nice flashlight, and so she had some other nice equipment, too. But that's beside the point. So I paired up with her, and we take off, running behind a tree. Now, the two girls that were it got a little too close. I got spooked, sprung up, started running as fast as I could in one direction. The other girl comes at me from the other direction. So I turn right angle, and I'm sprinting, looking behind me full force. And I'm pretty quick. I hit that barbed wire fence at a full sprint, flipped over it. My flannel, my jeans, everything gets caught up every which way. And the entire group of kids, the teachers, the chaperones, everybody comes over, mouth agape, hands over their mouth, and just gawking at me, stuck in this thing upside down.
Oh, yeah, it's important.
Barbed wire.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A Kansas homeowner woke up to the sounds of a burglar in his basement, but they weren't the sounds of breaking glass or moving objects. The homeowner reportedly heard the burglar yelling for help from the basement after he strapped himself to an inversion table and could not free himself.
Oh, I remember this guy.
The burglar reportedly told the homeowner, "They told me to come here," when asked what he was doing in the home. Once he was freed from the table, Jeremy Sanders was taken to a hospital to be checked for drug use. Television station KSNW reported he was taken to the county jail and charged with aggravated burglary for taking cranberry juice from the mantle.
That's it.
Cranberry juice.
And got on the inversion table.
And just to figure it out, and he got stuck hanging upside down until he started to yell for help and the homeowner came down.
Is this guy just like a health nut? Just drinking juice and getting on your inversion.
I mean, that's the house you broke into, right? The inversion table, cranberry juice. So, I mean, look, if you have an inversion table, I'm not going to ask your permission. I am going to get on it. But it would seem that there has to be some simple mechanism to get yourself right.
Well, that's why I would ask how to do it first from the person who owned it. Like, I've never been on one of these before. I've always wanted to try it. What do I do? How do I get in this thing? How do I get back up?
I got to look. I mean, I have to think they make it real simple, because the guy that pitches that stuff on TV, that's the 70-year-old guy, right? Who says, "I'm 70 years old and I still feel great." Quick side note, he jumps when he says, "I feel great." He gets like an inch under his feet. Like, dude, that is not a sales pitch. But if an old man is telling other old men to get on something that flips you upside down, it cannot possibly be that hard to get out of, right?
You would hope so.
I mean, you don't make things for elderly people and then add steps to make it more difficult.
Yeah, but that old dude in the commercial's got abs.
Fair enough.
From the inversion tape.
From the inversion tape.
I know somebody that has one. They love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a bad back or
yep.
Just for a...
Okay. Bad back.
Okay.
A couple of comments came in, and a little bit of a theme with the first two. Says, "I went to sit down during an assembly in school, and the zipper folded in such a way that it caught my member. I yelled out, and the whole school looked at me." That's as bad as it gets. "My brother, at age 7, he misjudged a corner on his BMX. He hit a wire fence, momentarily trapping both his head and his penis between his hard plastic seat and a tightly strung wire, resulting in the whole top of it being one big blood blister."
Ooh.
That's...
Ooh.
I don't care how old you get, that's going to leave a memory. And I'm an electrician's apprentice. And my journeyman told me a story that he went to a service call alone and had to service the house without the owner present. So he's completely alone and had to crawl under the house. Now, he's a big dude and he's claustrophobic. He ended up on his back and got stuck under a truss and caught on some nails. To add insult to injury, he set his head on the ground and ended up laying in a dead, rotting cat. He was stuck there for 45 minutes before he got himself free. Got all scratched up. Says, "Worst job ever," he said.
Yeah. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hola.
Well, okay, I got to bear with me on this here. Working in a refinery about 10 years ago here locally in the Northwest, there's crews that come in from out of the area quite often to fulfill, you know, the labor force.
Okay.
And there was a guy that came in that brought a whole bunch of friends and family with him that were working for him. And he treated them like crap. And I guess he charged them either by the day or hour or something like that.
But charged them
as a favor for getting him the job, for them, him getting them the job.
So he charged them. So they got paid to do whatever the job, and then they owed him a fee on top
right.
of that. Okay.
And then he paid him with Monopoly money that they could only spend at his store.
Well, no. In any event, these guys were not treated well by this guy, and this went on for long enough that come the end of the job, I'm doing third party verification, you know, the job's done, make sure it's done right before you start everything back up again. And we come climbing up this pretty big tower, and we find one of the large, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, it's they call it a manway, but it's big enough where you can climb in and out of this big vessel that's like 10 feet diameter, like 180 feet tall.
Okay.
We find only 4 bolts in this manway. And everything else is completed, 100% done. And we get up to the top, and we can hear tapping. And we called on the radio, "Hey, what's going on here? What's going on?" And over the radio, we hear this guy going, "I'm inside, I'm inside." Okay. We open this tower. their boss is inside. Their crew had stuffed him inside.
Oh! Friends and family.
Yeah, they had stuffed him in there, and he, I mean, this is a big deal in a refinery. This, I mean, this kind of thing is a big, big, bad deal. So, he was like, look, don't say anything, guys. I'll handle this. No big deal. Please don't say anything. And we're like, well, we got to say something to somebody. This is not okay. And I left it up to the guy. I was reporting to one of the guys that worked for the oil company, and we had a little meeting the next morning going, let's make sure everybody's out before we close anything up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And whatever happened to that guy? Did you continue to work with him?
I didn't work in the refinery for very long, and I was just kind of a third party, you know, verification thing. So I don't really know what happened to this guy, but I mean, he was, I don't know what he was, but he was a pretty high up supervisor, it sounded like, running, you know, a crew of 20 or 30 people. So he had to have been doing this for a while.
Yeah, and scamming a lot of people along the way too.
Well, I guess they finally got frustrated. I mean, damn.
Yeah, and I mean, to get to that point where, look, somebody gets you a pretty decent job, you go on the road and
what was the
lot?
What could
robbing us?
What could have happened to that guy? He just would have been stuck in there until someone found him.
It would depend on the particular unit. If they would have decided to like close him in there, you know, without his radio, and you know he had a pair of pliers in his pocket that he was tapping on the inside of the manway. If he hadn't had the piece of, you know, the pliers or the radio, and they would have closed it up, you'd never know he's in there.
I was going to say, was their intent to do a joke because they hated him, or was their intent to kill the guy?
No, I think, I'm just guessing here. I think it was more of a, hey, look, we want to send this guy a message. Because if they had wanted to kill him, they could have bolted the whole thing down 100%. You know, like,
okay,
there was 20 bolts missing out of this thing. Only 4 were in there. And I think he got the message, but
you know, yeah. So,
please don't tell anybody this. Like, you know, he's embarrassed and whatever. And I'm sure that was probably the end of the kickbacks at that point too. But
yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so.
But if that unit would have started up, you know, you're getting 600-800 degree oil piling through there, and nobody would have ever known what happened to him.
That's what I was asking too, man. Because in that situation, I figured he might just be gone.
Right,
yeah,
If they fire that up, right?
Pardon me?
I said, if they fire that up, he's basically just boiled.
Yeah, if they fire it up, I mean, we find, you know, maybe a wrench or a handle to something that's steel, you know, that's running through something that's not that high a temperature, you know, if somebody accidentally leaves something in a pipe or something. But if it was, you know, anything that would not withstand, you know, 600-800 degrees, it's gone.
So you'd have found a skeleton, right? Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Because everything else would have been gone.
Your skeleton would have been gone. Toast.
I think it's the latter. I don't think it was ha ha ha. I was like, let's boil this guy alive.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you lock him in a closet, then you're just pissed off. You send a message. If I lock you in a closet that may or may not have bubbling oil poured into it, chances are I'm trying to kill you.
Yeah, but also you're just trying to scare him. Real good.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
If they had been trying to kill him, I think they would have closed it up 100%. Yeah. Everything else on the entire tower was closed 100% except for this one spot.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I'm just guessing, but I don't know what happened to him.
Ryan, they wanted to murder the man.
I'm telling you, man. They didn't have enough time to put all the rest of the bolts in, but they wanted him gone.
Quick, someone's coming.
Right. Let's put in 4. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999-OLA.
I just wanted to scare him, so I tied him to an anchor. And then we dropped it into the ocean. Oh, he was scared. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
So, my story takes place about 2 years ago. I was working in, I'm still there, working in a small boatyard. Okay. And, we had gotten a bunch of contracts, so we needed a bunch more guys. We got a company from Alabama to come in, and we hired like 30 guys. So there's a lot of new faces in the shop. And we were working on this like 60-foot catamaran. And we went to lunch, and normally we're supposed to walk the boat and check it. And like 15, 20 minutes into lunch, we hear this guy tapping on the boat, screaming help. We go and look, and he had gotten down in the boat, and he stuck his legs through some of the lightning holes or the frames, and he couldn't get his knee back out, and he actually got stuck down in the bow.
How long was he down in there?
I think he said a good 40 minutes before anybody noticed.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to get him out? I mean, you just, like, lube up his leg and pull, or what?
No, it was aluminum, so we just used a cutter and cut him out, and then we had to repair the frame after we got him out.
Damn.
Yeah, that would not have been good.
Yeah, I've never really gotten stuck
anywhere. I don't know what's worse, like, to get stuck or to have it kind of figured out that no one is missing you.
I think the stuck part.
You know, being stuck is one thing. When you realize, like, there's four of you going to lunch and only three show up.
And no one looks for you.
And no one goes, like, I wonder where, you know, Miles is. Anybody bother to check? Nah, hell, let's go eat.
Don't worry about it.
Probably did his own thing.
I'm sure he's fine. Mm-hmm. Have gotten trapped in elevators. One time with Miles, we're actually on the air. All right, so we go down to grab a smoke, start a commercial break. No big deal. It's routine stuff. And then the elevator gets stuck. And we're like, you've got to be kidding me, because this is one of those really time-sensitive jobs. Like, no one's going to be in the studio. So we got real close. We were just going to call the studio. This is our thought. Like, all right, well, we were in there for what, like 5-10 minutes maybe?
It seemed like an eternity.
But we're both like, you've got to be kidding me, right? We were 20 feet away from where we need to be, but there's nothing you can do.
And honest to God, we predicate this with one more thing. In the old building that we were in, the one thing that was the worst thing about working in that building were the elevators.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. So we'd already had this relationship with the elevators that we did not like them at all.
And they did not like us back.
Apparently so.
And I don't know what it is about new elevators, but there's no trap doors. You know, there's not, like, we could have climbed up and at least knocked on maybe the door to the next floor, right? Tall enough to do that, maybe they could get someone, but we're just in there. There's no way out, hitting all the buttons. They kind of buzz in, like, are you trapped in the elevator? Like, yes. Okay. And then you don't hear from them again, so I'm like, wait.
That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think Miles was just pulling out his phone. It's like, we're going to call him through the studio and just do the show from the elevator. Because there's nothing else that we can do.
And not only that, but they had, and this was 4 weeks before that, 3 weeks before that, there was an employee in that building who went in to get something stuff over the weekend, just went in to grab some stuff from work. They're coming down the elevator. They got stuck. No alarms went off. Apparently, they had left their phone in the car.
And this was on a weekend.
This is on a weekend. This woman was stuck in the elevator for 4.5 hours until anyone realized what was going on in that building.
That's a nightmare.
Oh, it's like, it was like a Sunday or something.
You know, you hit the call button, but nobody's there.
Yeah, security was never at
the desk. Your phone is in your car. You just ran in real quick to grab something from work, and you're running back to your car. You know, like, you didn't bring anything with you. So she's in that elevator, no phone. There's nobody working the front desk or paying attention, or maybe they were walking around doing laps. That's what they couldn't figure out. Like, why didn't no one check the alarm?
Right.
Why didn't no one check anything? And so we were thinking to ourselves, oh, my God, are we going to be in here for 4.5 hours? Oh,
that's right. I forgot that had happened right before that.
Dude, yeah. I mean, it wasn't me, but my apartment is right across from the elevator.
Yeah.
And one night, I guess somebody was stuck in there for a while. I had no idea, but then there was a knock on my window, and I'm like, who the hell is knocking on my window? Oh, it's the fire department.
Right.
Like, what's up, guys? And they're like, somebody's been stuck in your elevator. Can you let us in? I was like, yeah.
They were knocking on your window? Which is to get somebody into the front door because there was no code.
Right, they couldn't get in the security gate. Right. And I don't know how long the person was in the elevator. I guess they had called the fire department.
What is it like opening up your curtains and seeing a fireman?
Startling.
Better than a cop.
Like, I was just like thinking
better than a cop.
That is not what I was expecting.
No, I was expecting just a junkie.
I did get there was this chick who I was absolutely in love with. I'm like 21 years old, but somehow I managed to get a date with her. I meet her at her place, and she lives in this old building of Baltimore, but she has an elevator, and she had made mention, she was only on the third floor, so it's not a very long elevator ride, and she specifically even mentions, like, I always have this fear of elevators getting trapped. Me being me, I'm a young man, I'm gonna show off, so I'm jumping up and down, and you can kind of feel it shaking. I'm like, relax. And then we are stuck. I mean, we are stuck, and this is pre-cell phone, man. So I am now trapped in an elevator with a woman who I'm in love with and find her absolutely gorgeous, and the temperature's dropping as she is mean mugging me because I have now the thing she just said she fears, I made this happen for her. It's like saying, I'm scared of snakes, and I reach in my jacket and throw a boa constrictor at it. Basically, this is what I've done. We were in there for about an hour and a half. Conversation, like, I'm trying to talk, but, like, she wants to hear nothing. Fire department has to show up. They get us out through the top. We did not go on a date, and we never did after that.
And you never saw her again? Or
I saw her again because she worked in the industry. And every time I saw her, man, you would think, like, I intentionally shot a puppy in front of her. I mean, like, the way she looked at me. And I think she thinks I did it on purpose. And I understand that.
You did.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
I guess I did. All right. But the thing was, I didn't actually think it would get stuck. But she had just said, I have a fear of getting stuck in elevators. I do one thing, and 5 seconds later, like, well, now your fears have come true.
Once you got free,
and I'm
did she tell you to just go home?
And in a way.
The night was over.
I'll tell you this.
Politely but firmly?
No, she did not tell me to go home. She told me to go to a different place.
Oh, she did.
And told me what I could do to myself.
Was it hell?
When it was hell, Ted. Yes, indeed. And when I got to hell.
But you were friends before this. Very good friends, obviously.
Yes.
To make it to this point.
Yes. And it ended in that moment. And it is an hour and a half of just feeling your soul being crushed. I wanted to get out of that elevator, not because I had any fear. I just wanted to get away from her.
And because of that, I bet she got better looking every time you saw her after.
Every single time. Every time I saw her, like, this girl in my mind was a 10. The next time I saw her for the elevator, she was a 27. Mm-hmm. And the next time I saw her, she was a 50. Like, in my memory now, she's a 10,400 on a 1 to 10 scale.
And she dates a guy that doesn't joke around.
Oh, no.
Probably.
I don't like practical jokes.
Oh, God. I still feel horrible about that moment. Not for her, for me.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, we filmed a video a while back with Mike Hawk. We were basically mosh pitting him in the elevator.
Yeah.
And I thought we were going to get stuck because we were slamming each other in there. And as the thing's coming down, I'm like, we're going to get this thing stuck.
Yeah, but that'd have been funny because I'm not trying to date you.
Who or what got stuck and where? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All that talk about getting stuck in an elevator. We get this one. And this has to be one of the... called 911 last week. Ted, I'm having a hard week here. After they got in the crowded elevator... and the elevator itself got stuck. And the elevator itself was in a public safety building, which happens to be the same building where the 911 dispatchers work. Yes, they called 911.
You can probably hear the phone
they
ringing.
They were stuck in the 911 building. So once the cops explained that they were being serious, and yes, they were calling 911 from inside the building, the dispatcher sent over the Salt Lake City Fire Department to rescue them. And when the cops heard that plan, one of them responded, quote, I bet the fire department can't wait to post this on social media, which they did.
Of course they did.
Fortunately, the rescue went smoothly and everyone in the elevator was fine. Our question, who or what got stuck and where?
And the elevators keep coming. It says, trapped in an elevator story. 19 years old. We're in Canada. All four of us are super hungover. The one guy is chewing tobacco. Just like Thrill, we jumped. And then we got stuck for 2.5 hours. Had to use the chew spit cup to vomit in. Good times.
Oh.
That is terrible. That's much worse than mine. I was told to go to hell and do something with myself. I would rather have that than these guys, man. Mm-hmm. Hello, Chloe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so let me just preface this with my old roommate was not the smartest person in the world.
Okay.
So I'm at work, and it's probably around noon. I think it was my lunchtime, and I get a call from her, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I cannot understand her at all, so I'm like, what the heck is going on? I was like, FaceTime me, I can't understand you. And she FaceTimes me, and she literally has a beer bong stuck on her tongue ring. And at this point, I'm like, well, why don't you just unscrew your tongue ring to take it off? And she's like, I literally can't. Like, I could barely understand her, but she was like, I literally can't get it off. And so she had to wait 5 more hours for me to get home from work to come and unscrew her tongue ring to get the beer bong off of her tongue.
She had no other friends?
No. We were each other's only friends. We lived pretty far out, pretty much, like, in the middle of nowhere, like, away from everybody. So it took me like 30 minutes to get home from work as well. So she was stuck for quite a while.
Okay. One more question. Were you going to ask the same question? Like, what? Was she just beer bonging by herself?
Like a social situation, typically it takes more than one person to even operate a beer bong.
Yeah.
So as far as filling it up, holding one, and doing it on your own, you could probably do it with a short tube, no problem. But again, back to what Ted is saying, why are you at home by yourself drinking beer from a beer bong?
Honestly, she just said she was playing around with it, and she started, like, chewing on it, and then she got her tongue ring stuck. So there was a little tab on the end of it. I think that's where, like, the tag was when you buy it, and she literally just got her tongue ring, like, stuck in that little hole, like the ball of her tongue ring.
How much longer did you choose to be a roommate with this person? Because to me, I'm thinking, this is not someone I can live with.
I lived with her for, like, 2 months, but we're still friends, so.
You're still friends.
Do you have stuff in common?
Not really. She's definitely, like, a very girly girl, and I'm, like, really goth. So.
Wait, the girl that beer bongs on her own at home.
Is a girly girl?
I mean, maybe my perspective of girly girl is different, but typically if you tell me, yeah, I sit at home alone and do beer bongs, I'm like, okay, that's...
You can throw down.
Yeah.
She loves to party. So.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just going to practice doing some beer bongs, so when, you know, when it's really a real game instead of a preseason when I'll be ready to rock.
I mean, look, I won't lie. I have chugged a beer at home.
Sure, but it's the vessel.
Yeah,
that's
it just seems
odd
to be sitting at home like, screw it, I'm going to bong some.
But did you chug a beer because your Uber was coming, or are you like, hell with it, I'm just going to chug a beer?
Yeah, like somebody scored a touchdown or a goal.
Okay, there's a reason.
There's a reason for it. A bad one. Right?
It doesn't matter if it's a good reason.
It wasn't like you're
there's
doing
a reason.
Field goal, beer bong time.
I mean, think about it. There's never a good reason to do a beer bong. It's just fun to do.
It's situational.
But right.
Again. It's like, I can still do one of these, right? Let me give it a shot.
Right. I feel like after 30, the only place you do beer bongs is at a tailgate. All right, you young kids, give me that thing.
Well, exactly. Also, a kid stand. Like, if I came home, my roommate, like, why'd your forehead split open? Well, I was home alone today, so I decided to do a keg stand. You go, like, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Right, you don't do this on your own.
Exactly. And the idea is this. Like, look, even if you went and you went to a tailgate and you did a beer bong or chugged a beer, shotgunned a few of them, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's Ted.
Right.
It doesn't change. You're now different, no age difference from any of them in their mind. So, like, but that's why when it goes viral, it's always a senior citizen. So,
always.
Like, if grandma does a keg stand,
right.
Or if grandma does a beer bong, or if granddad's involved with it, then it's cool. But we've got to wait a long time before that stuff becomes like, oh, wow, they can still do
that. And the difference is that if you said there's a video of me doing a beer bong, I've seen it.
I don't care.
If you say there's a video of your mom doing it, like, fire it up.
Hell yeah.
She's a good woman, but I don't know if my mom can bong a beer.
And that's why it's impressive.
What do you think she'd do better at, the beer bong or the keg stand? If you say your mom has to enter the beer Olympics.
You know what? Keg stand.
I know your mom. Stand. I'm fiction.
Brother's got one leg. Sister's got one leg. She's up like this. Good times. Yeah. Okay. We're talking about getting stuck. Who or what got stuck and where? 844-999. Hold up, where your call's coming up in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.